Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌
Asian Pop Radio Australia, welcome to another week of craziness. This week is our 88th episode, spectacular. And I am joined in the studio once again by a very beautiful, delightful, enchanting woman, Jeanette.
Stop it.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
It's fantastic to have you back in the studio with me.
I love being here. I really do.
It's been, what, like 4 weeks?
Five weeks? More than a month, basically.
I've lost count because I've been crying in the corner, rocking back and forward.
You keep on sending me weird text messages and I'm like, just relax.
I don't even know why I'm doing it.
Oh my God.
Big show.
Because it's our 88th special episode.
Yay!
You don't seem too happy.
Why? Why don't I seem happy?
You're going to be more excited than that.
Oh my God!
Yeah, baby!
Yes, that's the enthusiasm we need on our 88th episode.
It's been a week of good news and a week of bad news. It's breaking news. We're going to cover it all, but we want to focus on the good news for the most part.
Yes.
88 weeks of Asian Pop Radio. Been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of people on the show.
Like me.
This week is no exception. We have
an interview with my Korean husband, a little bit of input from Aoku, who have something big lined up for them.
Aoku coming into the studio, that's pretty exciting.
We also have our intro to Asian Pop, thanks to Katie. We have heaps of stuff.
She's covering Winner this week.
Yay. Which is also who we're going to play later, alongside with AKB48 and Dummy Im.
Nice. Plus our Thai song of the week, thanks to Paul.
Yes, thank you, Paul.
Another review to help you get around Korea, thanks to Shaz.
I miss Shaz.
And we are going to hear from K-pop rookie idol Jen, all the way from Seoul. How exciting is this?
I thought it was a comeback for me. Yeah. You just spelled my name wrong, but it's really for Jen.
We're going to let you know how to win some awesome prizes very, very soon. Keep listening. You are on Asian Pop Radio Australia, our 88th episode, spectacular.
Let's go.
Dean Tai, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
This week, Jeanette, is all about our 88th episode and our amazing prizes that are on offer.
What are these amazing prizes you speak of?
All right, first to mention on the show, we have 10 times $50 fob roll vouchers.
Like people on rolls coming to Australia?
No. It stands for fresh on bread.
Hey.
It's a bit of a play on words.
Really?
10 times $50 fob roll vouchers. That's for our Melbourne listeners, actually, for the store in Tivoli Arcade. All those coming to Melbourne. You like fob rolls.
Yeah. So, I've heard there's another Melbourne surprise we have.
Yes, there is. A $200 K-Box karaoke voucher for you and your friends to use as you please. $200 for a
karaoke
session.
You all can yell at each other while you're doing karaoke or sing, whatever
you can all pretend you know the K-pop songs.
Pretend.
Sing in Chinese and look like you're getting away with it. $200 voucher.
So you should do that.
That's the second prize. And our third prize this week, which is in your hands right now.
I would say it's about 1,601 worth of DVDs.
That's not much at all.
I don't know.
I think we've got 10 DVDs.
Yep.
We're cleaning out the drawer.
Yes.
And we've got a stack of Madman titles.
Yes.
Thanks to one of our supporters, Madman Entertainment. There's heaps of anime in there. And
yes,
you're going to tell us a few of the titles later on in the show.
Yes.
But three different prizes that you can win. We're going to tell you how you can win it very, very soon. So don't go anywhere, okay?
Yes, you got to get on that because I'm going to steal these at the end of the show, be honest.
It's somewhere around $1,000 worth of prizes on this week's show. Exciting
Which
stuff.
Which dollars are we talking about?
Aussie dollars.
Hey, Aussie.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Thanks to crew member Cassie, this is the Asian Pop Radio Asian Pop News Update.
Miyama Rika of Japanese girl group Shiritsu Ebisu Chugaku.
I'll go with that.
Thank you. Has been announced to be preparing for her solo debut. Rika is set to provide vocals for a song called Liar Mask, which will be used as the theme song for popular anime Akame ga Kill.
I'll go with that
Thank
as well.
Thank you. The singer revealed during an interview that her personal goal is to be able to perform as a solo artist at Animelo Summer Live.
Yeah.
However, the event has already passed this year. Rika also promised fans that she would sing the song wholeheartedly in order to not ruin the anime's name. The single will be available in store on November 26th, Jeanette.
How exciting.
It is.
Visual K band Screw left fans with some surprisingly sad news this week as they announced the departure of member Rui. After playing bass in the band for 5 years, Rui revealed that after many discussions with the band, he has made the decision to chase his long-awaited dream of being a fashion designer.
Wow.
The bassist also stated how happy he was to be able to make music with the band in the past and thanked everyone for their support. Rui's final live show will be held on December 28th in Shibuya, but thankfully, Screw will still continue as a four-member band.
Should be a word we use on the show. Shibuya! Shibuya.
And our next topic is...
Taiwanese singer-songwriter David Tao has finally tied the knot with his lady Penny Jiang this week.
Woo!
During a ceremony in Taipei. According to reports, the couple exchanged vows in front of family and friends with many celebrity guests, including Lee Ho Meng, Jay Chao, and JJ Lin, also in attendance. The lavish wedding is estimated to have cost a whopping 6 million Taiwanese dollars.
So many.
With the bridal party traveling in a convoy made up of gold Lamborghinis and several Rolls Royces.
Seems like my everyday life.
Yeah. Although many people are wishing for the pair to have children as soon as possible, David has revealed that it will have to wait until next year as he's too busy to do that. Our Hello K-Pop update is coming up next with Phil.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-Pop with a Korean pop news update. Hello,
hello. Follow us on Twitter
at Asian Pop Radio.
And now for a more in-depth look at the world of Korean pop music and culture, it is Phil from Hello K-Pop. Hey, Phil.
I am back, Jace.
You are back and better than ever before.
I am ready for this.
More informed and ready to present to the people.
Yes.
All right. Now, a bit of an iffy news story to get started.
This one's a bit bizarre, Jace. I'm not sure if you're ready for this one. Well, Lee Byung-hun, do you know him from Iris and G.I. Joe?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, he's been linked and he's been having these sexual conversations, apparently, with Glam's Dahee. Have you been following Dahee?
Oh, no.
Yeah, anyways, it's a bit bizarre that apparently she has recorded a conversation with Lee Byung-hun last summer when they had, you know, when they went out drinking at his house.
Right.
And apparently he asked her, when was your first sexual experience? What part of the male body turns you on? Do you like the face or the body more?
Wow.
That is a bit bizarre.
It's a very strange thing to say to someone.
I know, but I feel like it's not a big issue in like in, you know, where we live in this. In
well, no, not here, but I can understand how it's a bit risque in Korea.
In Korea, yeah. So anyways, this has been a big problem. She blackmailed him for $5 million that she was going to leak the video out. But she's been arrested. She's in custody, being questioned by the police. Charges have been pressed against her and she's admitted to some charges. Yeah, so another model was linked to this, but they haven't identified the model yet.
Well, I wonder if it's helped for her promotions anyway. She's had a moment in the sun.
Yeah.
But she might be locked up in jail for a while.
Well, let's hope things turn out well for her.
Okay. All right. Now this is a follow-up story to what we were talking about last week.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm on track.
So Kim Hoon-jung, if you've been following him, he's been charged with, alleged that he's physically assaulted his ex-girlfriend.
So yeah, it was alleged that he assaulted his ex-girlfriend. The ex-girlfriend came out and showed pictures and everything, and it looked really nasty.
Pictures, medical certificate, pretty bad. Anyways, he's volunteered to go in to, you know, to the police station and to be questioned. He was questioned and he admitted to one of the charges he admitted that he physically assaulted his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But he said it only happened once and it didn't happen, you know, multiple times as she suggested.
Right.
The point is that he has admitted that he has physically assaulted his girlfriend, which is an issue.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
There are more K-pop idols in police stations in Korea right now than there are on M Countdown.
That's so true. You're actually right, James.
They might need to host the show from there next week.
Live stream from the police station.
All right.
So, anyways, he did the questioning. He left quietly, trying to avoid the reporters. Now that the police are going to bring back the girlfriend and ask for her, you know.
Yeah. As long as he didn't, like, punch out a few cameramen on the way out. That wouldn't suit his cause.
That would be nasty.
All right. And jokes aside, obviously the very, very sad news that we all woke up to earlier in the week, Wednesday morning, we woke up here in Australia and heard that a K-pop favourite had passed away in a car accident.
This is actually really tragic. Ladies Code. Mm. Have you been following them, Jace?
Well, I think we've played them a couple times in the past. Yeah. And our listeners have shown us how sad they are by this news because they have been requesting them in the past as well, yeah.
Yoonbi?
Yep.
She's a very talented singer and she wanted nothing more than to the performance stage, and unfortunately she passed away from a car accident Thursday.
And a couple of the other band members were hurt as well.
So the band members Rise is currently unconscious still. Sojung, she's in surgery, getting surgery for her arm because her bones have been fractured.
Oh my gosh.
From the car accident. So the police are investigating, seeing whether the driver was speeding or not. Things should be clear in a week's time or the few weeks to come. It's a lot complicated because there's no, you know, CCTVs at the accident scene. There's no other cars, but there's been reports that the van was behind his car and his car was skidding in the rain, and they're trying to avoid the car, so they swerved and hit the guardrail and caused a big accident. So very big news. A lot of, you know, Korean celebrities have, you know, offered their condolences to the, you know, the people affected by it. And one thing that the fans did was really, really touching. So their fan club have come together to grant Yoonbi's last dying wish, which was to have a number one song. Her fans and other fans from other fan groups, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they all bought the song I'm Fine, Thank You, and that now has reached the number one on a lot of music charts.
Oh, that's really
good. So that's very touching, and we just all hope that, you know, the other band members recover.
Let's see if we can find a way to make it number one on the ARIA singles chart.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah. You and I, Phil, we're going to go out and
buy heaps of copies of it.
Depending on when people are listening to the show, there might be more updates. So where do they go to be updated on that story and every other story we've mentioned?
We're always updating at hellokpop.com. See what's trending there. Go read there now, Jace.
I'm going to go right now, Phil.
Right now, Jace.
Thanks for your help.
# AfroFamily.
Good work. I'm
SBS Pop Asia. If you're single, give me a call. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio. And subscribe to our channel on YouTube, where you can see our beautiful faces and Jason's okay face at youtube.com/Asian Pop Radio to keep up to date with all things newsy.
The tension in this room, I tell you what, between the two of us.
Feeling it. Look, my hand's clenching.
This was a listener request all the way from Indonesia. It is SOS. Drop It Low, the English version on 80.
Yes, my that favorite show. Song.
I'll go with that.
Hello, this is SOS sending love from Indonesia. Thanks for the support, ASEAN Pop Radio Australia, and to all 911 fans in Australia. Hope to see you one day soon.
SOS, we're gonna rock you, babe.
That was SOS, who were dropping it low.
Yeah, great. Asian Pop Radio Australia. after 88 weeks, boy, we know how to do this thing together, don't we?
Oh, it's been 88 weeks now.
Like we are. Now, we do have, as we mentioned, some great content coming up. We will have our interview with AO Crew
yes.
in the studio. What else, Jeanette?
We're also going to have a interview with my Korean husband.
Nice. We're going to debut Gents, K-pop rookie idol, and play his track. It's awesome as well.
It is The Source.
Now, of course, we are giving away great prizes on our 88th episode this week. That's
yes.
why we're calling it our 88th episode spectacular.
Because you'll be lucky to get the prizes.
How to win a prize. You need to email. If you're listening on Joy, different to how you win a prize on Joy, this week, anyone can be a part of this. You don't have to be a particular member of any radio station, just a listener of Asian Pop Radio.
Yep.
Email asianpopradio@yahoo.com.
What was that?
asianpopradio@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Subject line, win 88. It's easy to remember. It's our 88th episode spectacular.
And you want to win something in that episode.
Yeah.
So it's win 88.
Tell us which prize you'd like to win, either write Fob Roll or K-Box or
DVDs, or write them all.
Why not?
If you've written all of them, like you're happy to win one of the three and you can use one of the three in Melbourne and the DVDs.
We're all about equality with these prizes.
If you're selected as the person that we're looking for the DVD, bang. If
you're going to get it.
Yeah, you might be one of the winners of the voucher. So whatever you want. So again, how to win a prize. Email asianpopradio@yahoo.com, subject line win88, and tell us which prize you'd like to win. Don't worry about the spelling. We're not that particular.
You should read my essays.
We're very kind.
Read my essays.
Either write fob roll, K-box, or DVDs, or write them all.
Yep. All of the above.
There you go. Remember, you have to be in Melbourne to use the K-Box voucher or the Fob Rolls. The DVD pack is for all our listeners right across Australia. You have until 5 p.m. Friday, the 12th of September to enter the competition. So pretty much a week, depending on when you're listening to the show. Don't have to be a member of any radio station, just a reminder. Just a listener of this show because we love you.
And we're including Tasmania.
Yes.
Good old Tassie.
Yes. Hello to everyone at Tank FM.
I miss you guys. I've never been there, but I miss you. I know how we are.
I was there last weekend. It's fantastic.
Oh, thanks for the invite, Jason.
I was getting tanked.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back.
It's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist. Happy 88 episodes of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Yay! This week I have, as usual, I have a Thai song for you. This week I have a slow pop rock Thai song called Chan Chuek Te, which translates to I Believe in You, sing by a female Thai vocalist, Nattapon. It is a song about a couple believing in each other. Whatever they went through, they never give up. Like, even when they have a hard time, they still like try to fight till the end and make things right till the end and stay together. I hope you guys enjoy Chan Chue Kun on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
แต่ก็ยังคงเชื่อเธอไม่มีใครทำให้ฉันหวั่นไหวก็เพราะว่าฉันนั้นมั่นใจในตัวเธออยู่ที่เราสองคนอยู่ที่ความเชื่อใจถึงแม้จะมีผู้ใดเข้ามาใกล้เธอไม่กลัวอยู่ที่ใจของเธอไม่ใช่คนใกล้ๆตัวถึงเขาจะพูดอย่างไรไม่เคยสนใจฉันเชื่อเธอฉันไม่ฟังใครๆฉันฟังใจตัวเองมันก็คือเรื่องจริงฉันวางใจในเธอเพราะเธอคือตัวจริงฉันเชื่อมั่นในสิ่งที่จะคอยทำให้กันไม่มีใครทำให้ฉันหวั่นไหวก็เพราะว่าฉันนั้นมั่นใจในตัวเธออยู่ที่เราสองคนอยู่ที่ความเชื่อใจถึงแม้จะมีผู้ใดเข้ามาใกล้เธอไม่กลัวอยู่ที่ใจของเธอไม่ใช่คนใกล้ๆตัวถึงเขาจะพูดอย่างไรไม่เคยสนใจฉันเชื่อเธอไม่เคยคิดหวั่นไหวก็เพราะว่าฉันนั้นมั่นใจในตัวเธออยู่ที่เราสองคนอยู่ที่ความเชื่อใจถึงแม้จะมีผู้ใดเข้ามาใกล้เธอไม่กลัวอยู่ที่ใจของเธอจะพูดอย่างไรไม่เคยสนใจ จริงเรานั้นก็ควรไว้ใจกันและกัน
That was Paul's Thai song Choice, and it really touched the heart for me. This is our 88th show, which is the luckiest number of them all.
Yeah.
Unless it's just eight by themselves. Now we're going to move on to Shaz's review on Korean food.
Yum.
My favorite.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia, and you are listening to another review by me, Shazza. Korea is known for its food, from spicy tteokbokki to sweet pastries that seamlessly melt in your mouth. South Korea specializes in many different types of places to eat as well, from cafes that are themed to cafes that are open all night, from proper fancy restaurants to food carts on the road, more often literally than not. South Korea has everything on the spectrum. So how do you know where to eat, and for that matter, what to eat? Thankfully, I have been trying out different eateries just so I can inform you guys. Yes. Eating all those yummy ice creams and dinners was entirely for our listeners. To begin with, we will start with my favorites, the sweets. For sweet bread in particular, you could go to local bakeries and whatnot, or you could try chain stores. My favorite being Paris Baguette, which is found in almost every single suburb. Some of their notable pastries include sticky rice bun with red bean paste in the middle. It is so gooey and delicious. You are guaranteed to like it. They also have this wonderful sweet potato stick that is to die for. I didn't even like sweet potato before trying it. If you prefer more street food and you happen to be wandering around Myeongdong, you would probably notice that a lot of people have this really big spirally thing on sticks. They are potato sticks, and there are a few cart vendors selling them around the main shopping area. No matter which one you go to, they will all be delicious. As for proper food, that really depends on how much you want to spend and what you want to eat. If you are traveling on a budget, then may I recommend either going near universities or even trying some uni cafeteria food? Universities house many hungry young adults that are trying to study so they can work in the future. Therefore, food tends to be slightly cheaper there than anywhere else. For example, I bought mulnaengmyeon in Myeongdong for roughly $5.50, and at places I have bought one for about $7 even. Whereas next to Korea University, where I'm studying for a year, there's a place that makes it for about $3 or $3.50 depending on where you go. Likewise, if you eat at the uni cafeteria, food there is about $3 to $4 a meal, which gives you the main dish, three sides, dishes, a small dessert slash snack, and a drink of some sort. Very affordable. Lastly, the cafes. Cafes here provide a relaxing environment to sit down with your friends and enjoy a cup of coffee at a leisurely pace. Most are open all night and provide internet access. Menus generally have a big enough selection with about 5 different coffees and 10 non-coffee drinks. They also generally have small sweets like waffles, which are surprisingly really popular here, as well as muffins and bagels and small sandwiches, generally everything you would expect a cafe to have. Don't be afraid to order one drink and sit in a cafe for a few hours. It is the norm here. Take your time and enjoy the atmosphere. This has been Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Tune in next week for more reviews.
God dang it, Shaz, I'm so freaking hungry. Always talking about food, and now I feel like I haven't eaten for 7 days.
7 days. Pretty
Yeah, me too, same.
Specific.
Yeah. Me too, that's the sound my stomach is making right
let's
now.
Let's go get some kimchi.
Yeah, but first, let's go into Katie's intro.
Okay, do that.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello and welcome to another intro to Asian Pop. This week, we are taking a peek at this year's superstars of the rookie K-pop world, Winner, the five-member boy band under YG Entertainment, one of the top three competing K-pop entertainment companies made up of YG, SM, and JYP. The members are
leader Kang Sung-yoon, rapper Mino, main dancer Lee Sung-hoon, visual Kim Jin-woo, who is trained at a talent academy run by Big Bang Sung-ri, and vocalist Nam Tae-hyun, who is found through private auditions.
They participated in the YG reality contest WIN, short for Who Is Next, against six other YG Entertainment trainees, and they eventually won, allowing them to debut together as a group. However, they did not debut immediately, instead opting to wait for a year. And for this past year, WINner have been performing as support acts for Big Bang's Japanese Dome Tour, and also in the YG Family Concerts, showcasing self-produced and composed songs. Finally, in August, they officially debuted with their album 2014 SS, with title tracks Empty and Colouring. Winner have been proving to the public they are not going to sound like Big Bang, as many people have worried about that. Instead, they have taken to producing cooler, melodic and more relaxed sounds in Empty and Colouring, rather than the upbeat and at times bass-heavy tunes of Big Bang so far. And with the combination of waiting and originality of music, their debut has landed Winner in the top rank for rookie boy bands this year, with a fan club size of over 50,000 members. With this sort of honed talent, the boys are very likely to continue to grow in popularity as they produce more and more albums. If you want to follow them too, then you can find them on Facebook on an official page, Winner, and also on their fan cafe page, cafe.dam.net/YGWin-Team A. What do you think of Winner and their debut singles? Have you been following them from the beginning? Tell us about your experience with them by dropping a comment on our Facebook page. Until next time, this has been Katie's Intro to Asian Pop.
Don't worry, I come as a can you should I make a moon. I shall 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 make a moon. Now what a day, 하루 시작하기 전에 모심껏 bone.
걸음 속에 내 모습은 텅 빈 것처럼 공허해.
내 속에 없어 표정해.
혼자 길을 걸어봐도 텅 빈 거리 너무 공허해.
내 마음처럼 조용해.
따라 딴딴딴딴딴딴 baby don't worry.
따라따따따라 너랑 꿈에 섞인 현실의 아침은 공허해.
밤이 너무 공허해. 끝이 나 슬펐던 날들, 힘들었던 날들과 행복했던 날들, 이제 지나가버린 시간 속에 추억이 되어 과거에 머물러 있는 그대와 나는 over. 현실로 돌아온 것 같아. 삶의 이유가 사라져 머리가 복잡해. 아침에 눈을 뜨면 가슴이 텅 빈 것 같이 공허함을 느껴. 너를 만나기 전과 똑같아. 머릿속에 내 모습은 텅 빈 것처럼 공허해.
그 속에 없어 표정해.
혼자 길을 걸어봐도 텅 빈 거리 너무 공허해.
내 맘처럼 조용해.
따라 딴딴딴딴딴 baby no worry.
따라따따따라
너랑 꿈에 섞인 현실의 아침은 공허해.
밤이 너무 공허해.
끝이 난 좀 시간이 지나면 후회하지는 않아요. 좀 아쉬울 뿐이죠. 보고 싶지는 않아요. 그대가 그리울 뿐이죠.
예전같지 않는 내 모습이 점점 두려워.
미소가 없어 표정에
약해져만 가는 내 자신을 보기가 무서워.
내 맘처럼 조용해.
너가 없는 내 주위는 공기조차 무거워. 너랑 꿈에서 깬 현실의 아침이
That was Winners, but they were empty.
That was Winner.
Winner?
That was Winner. Winner? Can I say it again?
That was Winner with Empty. But they weren't empty. They were Winners.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from eatyourkimchi.com.
O-Y-O-U-L-O-V-E-M-E-Z.
Hi, I'm Nicola.
Hi, I'm
Hugh, and we're from My Korean Husband.
You're listening to.
And you are listening to.
Use your sexy voice, Simon.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Interviews, news, reviews, and exclusives.
Nicola and Hugh, welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to have you back with us. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. We were in Australia when we talked last, right?
I think you were about a month or two away from moving to Korea, so it's a little while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is a while ago.
Nicola, has there been any particular surprises, like things that you weren't expecting to happen that have just totally knocked you for six?
Not really like that. I think we sort of had a plan that we would stay in the countryside for maybe 6 months or so and then, you know, move somewhere else and that. But it just sort of naturally happened that we're like, wow, this is pretty good living here. We've got free accommodation and food. It's been very nice to live in the countryside. I really enjoyed it. I thought I would have more issues with, you know, living somewhere where there's not really any foreigners and I'm very much the odd one out, but it's actually been really good.
I guess if you've got your partner with you and you are part of the family, that you've got lots of people looking after you, right?
That's right. I think it would be a lot harder. Like I know some English teachers and that sort of struggle a bit more in the countryside because they have to, you know, make a big effort to get friends and have some sort of, you know, network and base and that type of thing. But for me, that's just sort of automatic. So it's like, I don't even really need friends.
You need me and I have so many friends.
Yeah, I just like tag along with your friends.
Yeah. I guess that's something to consider then if you are someone in Australia that's thinking of going to Korea to teach, the difference between teaching in the country and teaching in the city, it would be very different then.
Yeah, it is. It is very different. I think there's disadvantages and there's advantages. There's a lot of rewards for being in the countryside. And I think you have a much more sort of, you know, earthy, real Korean experience. But of course, there's some things that will be a bit more difficult.
Sure. Well, Nicola, has your Korean actually improved at all since you've been in Korea?
조금. That means a very little bit.
Actually, your listening skill is better.
Yeah, definitely my listening skills. But I really thought, like before we came, I thought, yes, this is it. You know, within a few months, I'm going to be speaking fluently. And it hasn't been like that at all. I've had a very big reality check. So a few things, of course, Korean is a very hard language to learn. And one of the things is I'm in an area, dialect. I'm in an area where they speak dialect. So I will study Korean and I'll study, you know, talk to me in Korean and those type of programs and I will do that and then I'll come out of the room and the Korean I'm hearing is so different to what I'm studying. So it's very difficult sometimes to make that leap between sort of, you know, what's on the page and then what I'm actually hearing. So that's been a very big hurdle for me.
The locals are like, what you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, language barriers are often a topic of conversation with you guys. Usually Hugh with, you know, lost in translation when speaking English, have the tables turn now between the two of you? Like, are you finding yourself in any sticky situations?
Yeah, definitely. There's been a few times like that. Well, definitely a lot. Like, mostly because I can't join in a lot of conversations properly. Like, actually, even just earlier, they were saying something and I sort of knew enough words and I wanted to say something. So I was formulating the sentence in my mind. And by that time, it's 5 minutes later and the conversation moved on to something else.
Yeah. So many. You also say, I got ghost, but actually we got fish.
Yeah.
Confused ghost and
fish. We caught some ghosts.
Well, as long as they're not on the street bothering other people. Hugh, what's it been like spending more time with your family once again? Is it good or is it challenging or is it both?
It's so good. I'm so happy to stay with my parents again because I was in Australia for like 6-7 years and I didn't really spend time with my parents much. But this time I spent time with them and they cook for them. And yeah, I really like it. I have a really good time here.
Where exactly is the village, Hugh? How far from Seoul is it so we can get a bit of a better idea?
It's about 3 hours from Seoul by bus.
Ah.
It's down south.
We're closer to Busan than Seoul.
This is a really tiny town, like maybe 100 people live in this town. Yeah.
Jinju is our closest city. So sometimes when Korean people say, oh, where do you live? Like when we're in Seoul, they'll say, where do you live? And we'll say, do you know where Jinju is? And they'll be like, oh yeah, Jinju, wow, that's the countryside. And then we'll say, we live 20 minutes outside of Jinju. So that's how countryside it is.
Oh, wow. All right. So you guys are actually staying on the family farm. Have you been getting your hands dirty? And what's actually grown there?
Yeah, a little bit. There's some things we are allowed to do and some things we're not allowed to do. So strawberries are the main crop. So I think for about over 5 months a year, there's strawberries.
Nice.
6 months a year. Kiwi fruit. And there's also a lot of things that we just grow for ourselves. So we grow a lot of things, but a lot of things are just, you know, we just eat ourselves.
Strawberries need a cooler climate, right?
They're grown in the cooler months, but they're grown in greenhouses.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I think that's how it is.
In the winter is the strawberry season in Korea.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, cool. There you go. That is part one of our interview with my Korean husband, Nicola and Hugh. You can go straight to our YouTube channel now to hear the full interview or tune into our program next week for part two. Coming up, AO Crew on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Is our 88th episode spectacular on Asian Pop Radio. We do have some special guests in the studio with us to celebrate. Alicia, Johnny, and Will of AO Crew. How you going, guys?
Hey,
thank you.
안녕하세요. 우리는 AO.
You can feel the energy in the studio. Guys, congratulations on your EXO overdose cover that you uploaded about 2 months ago. Alicia, has this been one of the most popular ones that you've had up so far?
I think we're hitting 200,000.
Pretty close, yeah.
Is it? That is definitely almost.
Oh, there you go.
Date.
Yeah. Cool.
We're really, really happy with the response and, you know, everyone was really supportive in the comments. So it's given us encouragement to keep on going and do more.
You've got a name like EXO and then you've got you guys and your talents and it's like a marriage made in heaven, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anything EXO just works, huh?
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Tony Testa for retweeting.
Yeah, he retweeted us. Yeah. He was the choreographer of the routine, so
he retweeted it.
He checked us out and
fantastic. Cool. Support in high places, guys.
Yeah.
Johnny, how long did it take to practice for it? And because I do the editing for this show, I want to know how long it took to edit as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think the rehearsal probably took about maybe 2 months from start to finish. thing is, we've been constantly rehearsing Overdose for the past like 6 months because we've had to do lots of different versions because we had
live shows.
Yeah. Live shows. That yeah. So we need different people to do different things. In terms of editing, it didn't take that long because a lot of it went down to the pre-planning for the filming because with Overdose, they have a very like structured filming. Just to piece that all together and just add a few of the special effects probably took like about 4 days of editing.
Wow.
Which is pretty speedy.
He's also dedicated, a genius. He just doesn't
want to use it. This is probably one for Alicia to answer. We see that you also cover Tuna's Red MV.
Hey. She did amazingly. She did amazing.
Did you guys consider Will first and then go with Alicia? Or?
No. I turned it down first because I wasn't.
I asked. I did ask
him. He was working on special projects at the time.
I think he'll be prettier. He'll make a prettier.
Yeah. Come on. How long did it take for that one?
It took actually 2 hours of
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Alicia's a professional, so she looks at Kari, she just smashes
straight
it
away.
I had really good help from Mandy and Lani, two of the girls from Collective. I think with all these professionals in a room, it's easier to hash out everything.
Johnny, you've got a few clips out in the last 6 months. Uh-huh. How do you find the time?
I don't. No, it's just like, it's just minus a bit of sleep. You know, we do our best.
It's amazing how much you can get in when you decide not to sleep that much.
But then after a few
months, you start to realize, hang on, this isn't working.
Yeah. I think my sleeping pattern's been like absolutely destroyed.
Guys, onto the big news. Firstly, Johnny, we were going to actually just get you in to talk about judging a gig in Indonesia.
Yeah.
But then we saw even bigger news that the whole AO crew are going to be flying over to Jakarta. What's this about?
We're very grateful to be invited by OnFrame Management for me to judge the Korean Wave Festival. It's like a big festival that celebrates like K-pop and, you know, Korean music, sort of similar to K-Wave that we do have here.
Sure.
So I'll be flying up there to judge that first, and then the rest of AO crew is going to be a special guest in the finals, in the grand finals.
Yeah. So not actually competing in the final, but just a special guest.
We're performing Overdose and Tame in Danger.
Fantastic. Alicia, how does it compare to other Korean Wave festivals around the globe? Is it just as popular, this one, or is it a new one?
I think it's quite new. But it seems like this is the first time they've done anything. I haven't really heard anything about it.
It's a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think it's quite a big festival.
Yeah. The three of you were part of the fest in Korea last year, Gangwon. Yes. 2013, yeah?
That one, like, Korea was, you know, the birthplace of K-pop, so it's definitely a bit bigger.
Yeah, for sure.
That's huge, yeah.
But kind of a different cultural experience at the same time, this one, yeah. There are a couple of big names in the mix performing on the day. One of our favourites, SOS, and also iGeneration.
Yeah, I'm really excited to meet SOS, actually.
Yeah.
So it should be really fun. iGeneration, we know already.
It'd be great to see them again.
Because we met them in Korea during the Korean Wave. In Gangwon, we met them, and so I think that's sort of how they sort of found out about us, and so that's sort of the reason why we're
so you always need to be on your best behaviour, don't you? Everyone's always watching.
They're so nice though, they're lovely people, we love them so much.
Well, they're a very big name in Indonesia.
They won the festival.
Oh, they did. They were the winners. There you go.
One of the people I'm really excited to meet as well is Han Sol Lee. He's a dancer from YG. So it's gonna be a bit of a challenge to impress him with my dancing skills, but I'm really excited to meet him. And also there's I can't remember her name, but she's a really big fashion blogger in Indonesia. And also two people from iGeneration. Iman and Zuli.
So five judges on the day.
Five judges on the day.
And what are the judges looking for on the day?
What I'm going to be looking for, it's not necessarily about how well they do the choreography. It's just how they present themselves and just their passion. And you can really tell with some cover groups that they've really got the passion and they really love doing what they're doing, and that's what I'm looking for.
We do have a growing number of listeners in Jakarta these days, but we're concerned that we can't actually watch it.
I'll be like vlogging lots, I guess, but I think that there'll be recordings of all the performances and
YouTube probably.
YouTube.
Well, you guys have got a ton on your hands already, but is there anything in particular that you're hanging out for after this? Anything coming up, Will?
Are we allowed to discuss this?
I think we are, yeah.
Alright, awesome.
Breaking news.
So, on the 20th of November, we're actually looking to do
a backup dancing for Eric Nam.
Yes.
In Brisbane.
Fantastic.
We're in talks at the moment. Nothing's confirmed.
In Brisbane?
There's going to be a K-pop thing in Brisbane that's still getting organised. But we're in talks to do a gig with Eric Nam, which we're very excited about.
Brisbane listeners will be excited to hear that because they're always the forgotten ones, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Everything usually happens in Sydney or in Melbourne.
For sure, Oh, guys, thanks so much for joining us on the show this week for our big show, and awesome to have you in, and please keep us up to to date on what goes down and anything else that you got coming up.
I just want to say thank you for everyone for keeping on supporting us and cheering us on. Like, you guys are the reason why we do everything, and
without your support we'll be nothing.
Exactly.
So you're very much something.
Thank you. So thank you so much, everyone.
Keep it coming. Thanks, guys.
We will. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
365.
We are AO Crew.
We are Pomineha.
Oh, we are Simu.
The country's largest community radio Asian pop music show.
We love you, Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Always a pleasure to have the AO crew in to the studios here at Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is Jay John on our 88th episode, Spectacular. Now, this is quite possibly the moment you've been waiting for. Our chat with K-pop rookie idol, Gents, coming to us all the way from Seoul. Hello, Gents. Now, the last time we met you in Seoul, you were part of the K-pop boy band Pure. Now you are going solo. Does that mean that Pure are disbanded?
Yeah, with problems with our old company, Pure has disbanded, but all the members, including me, are still doing music.
Are you still on good terms with the Pure Boys?
The Pure Boys? Of course! Three members, Younghoo, Suyeok, and Chani, are at Japan doing music as a group called BARA. Jimin is training.
Is being a solo artist something that you aspired to for some time?
I've always wanted to be a solo artist. I want to make my own music and show my music colors.
Jen, let's talk about your style. Who is your or are your inspirations?
My role models are Chris Brown and Trey Songz. In Korea, I look up to Jay Park.
Okay, tell us about your debut song. What's it all about?
Girl Like Coffee, it's called Within by me and my friend Talking Park. It's a fun and relaxing song about the girl I like.
Have you filmed the music video yet? And was it difficult or tiring?
For this song, we made a quick fan video, but not a music video. It will be out soon on my YouTube channel.
Jen, is there a chance that one day we might get to see you perform in Australia or perhaps somewhere else in Southeast Asia?
We're working on an Asian tour in October. Australia, I really wanna go soon.
And finally, before we let you go, do you have a message for your international fans?
Hi fans, I hope you enjoy my new song and keep supporting me, please.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for spending some time with us today on our 88th episode, Spectacular, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And our YouTube coordinator, Jess, is here with us right now, and she's a massive fan. She absolutely loves you. Do you have anything you'd like to say to Jess?
Love you.
Thanks, Jen.
Bye.
Now here's Jen's new song on Asian Pop Radio Australia. That girl certainly does like coffee.
Yeah. 네가 원하는 사랑 순수함부터 떠.
미안해 그 속을 상상했어 벌써 난 취된 기분이야 결론은 카페인 덩어리 내게 빠져 해로 빨리 결정하란 말야 너의 맘을 말해줘 너의 가슴이 두근거리고 너의 입술이 움직이고
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia. This has been Asian Pop Radio Australia.
And will still be Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Next week.
Because we ain't gonna change.
We have a really exciting announcement to share this weekend. I can't wait to share it. It's probably the biggest thing that's happened to Asian Pop
what
Radio
is it?
Ever. Can't say it now. It's an announcement on the weekend.
People got a bit of... Nah.
Quite possibly gonna happen at Federation Square on stage.
Possibly. Highly possibly.
Quite possibly might include some news on Hello K-Pop. So make sure you get down to K-Wave, unless it's already been, and then don't go, because there'll be no one there.
Yeah. I'll still make pterodactyl noises for you, though.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeanette.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
A reminder that if you want to win a prize, email asianpopradio@yahoo.com, subject to line win 88. Pretty much easy as that. Tell us if you want to win Fob Roll voucher, K-Box karaoke voucher, or the DVDs. You've got until 5 p.m. Friday, the 12th of September. Action-packed week. Thanks for joining me, Jeanette.
Also, if you say in the email that Jeanette is beautiful, I'm going to send you cookies. I'm going to send you cookies. And if I don't, you can hunt me down.
Ooh, wow.
Just hunt me down, that's it. Don't
touch
me.
Be friendly to her.
Please?
Let's go out with this song, Asian Pop Radio.
My favourite song, though. I love this song.
I always love going out with this song. Yeah.
You know what else is awkward?
What?
Just moving out awkward. Okay, done. See you, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, this is Dami, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Maybe this is all a little crazy, but I want to know if you'd come run away with me. Because you are thinking about my love. Because I thinking about your love. And maybe it's euphoria that's talking now, but I wanna breathe you in and never breathe you out. Because you are thinking about my love. Because I thinking about your love. We're diamonds in the rough. The stars are made of us. Nothing can bring us down. Super love.
We got the top.